Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, Israel enjoys a bright and sunny day. In Tel Aviv, it's perfect weather to be outdoors. Jerusalem also sees clear skies, while Haifa experiences a gentle breeze. As the sun sets, expect a warm night across the country. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Jerusalem Post, Israel's security cannot hinge on unfinished U.S.-Iran diplomacy. A Hezbollah attack that killed four IDF soldiers highlights the limits of the emerging U.S.-Iran understanding. This report came just minutes ago. Also from JNS, shipping through the Strait of Hormuz has slowed. Iran announced a renewed closure in response to Israeli strikes in Lebanon earlier this hour. Also this hour, progress has been made in U.S.-Iran negotiations. Walla reports that Qatar and Pakistan issued a joint statement noting encouraging advances. Separately, I-24 News informs us that a U.S. official claims to have thwarted an infiltration attempt by the Iranian Revolutionary Guards. And finally, according to Ynet, the consumer price index fell by 0.3%. Housing prices are also on the decline, presenting an encouraging economic picture. From X, the latest. Ayman Deen, a security expert, posted just minutes ago that the idea of the Iranian regime fundamentally changing is a dangerous illusion. He warns that current negotiations could embolden militant groups by making terrorism seem like a profitable strategy. Open source intelligence analyst OSINT613, writing earlier, noted a deconfliction cell is planned between involved parties and Lebanon. Israel notably isn't mentioned in this agreement. Samantha Etus, an author and commentator, shared her perspective earlier today. She argues that the real obstacle to a U.S.-Iran agreement may be Lebanon, with major concessions expected from a country not even part of the negotiations. Let's go deeper into these stories, starting with the Jerusalem Post's report. The recent Hezbollah attack underscores the fragile nature of Israel's security amid ongoing U.S.-Iran diplomacy. This attack comes amidst talks aimed at reducing tensions, but highlights the immediate threats Israel faces. The implications for regional stability are significant, as unresolved diplomacy could lead to further escalation. Turning to the Strait of Hormuz, JNS reports a slowdown in shipping traffic. Iran's announcement follows Israeli military actions in Lebanon. The strategic waterway is vital for global oil shipments, and any disruption could have widespread economic consequences. Meanwhile, Walla reports progress in U.S.-Iran negotiations. Qatar and Pakistan have been facilitating talks, indicating a cooperative international effort. However, the involvement of multiple actors suggests complex dynamics at play, with broader implications for Middle Eastern diplomacy. On a separate note, I-24 News brings us a report on a thwarted infiltration by the Iranian Revolutionary Guards. The U.S. claims it prevented a potential threat, which raises questions about Iran's military intentions. This development is crucial for maintaining regional security. Turning to business and markets. First, CTech reports that Benny Landa's business empire faces a new legal challenge. Altana seeks insolvency proceedings against Landa Labs months after the collapse and sale of Landa Corporation. Separately, Ynet Business highlights a shift in the fast food industry. McDonald's is testing Red Bull blends and other drinks, marking a significant change in its long-standing partnership with Coca-Cola. And finally, Walla Business notes a decline in the consumer price index by 0.3%. Housing prices are falling as well. This paints an optimistic picture for the Israeli economy, with inflation well controlled by the Bank of Israel. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 10:00 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.